What's up, world? I'm Cameron McKinney, and this is Pop Culture Spotlight, a podcast about the movie Spaceman. Here's a quick synopsis. Jakob, an astronaut on a year-long solo mission in space, is visited by a mysterious stranger who wishes to help him with his estranged relationship with his wife, Lenka. The film stars Adam Sandler, Carey Mulligan, Kunal Nair, Isabella Rossellini, and Paul Dano. Standout performances. Instead of having the same old conversation about Adam Sandler playing a dramatic role, I want to talk about how he's recently changed another perception about his career, and that is, what exactly is an Adam Sandler Netflix movie? In the early days of his massive deal with the streaming service, he was making silly comedies that were 1,000 times weaker than the classics that made him famous in the first place. These films include 2015's The Ridiculous Six, 2016's The Do-Over, and 2017's Sandy Wexler. And these films had large audiences because of The Sandman, but they were critically appalling. And while Sandler is still making comedies at Netflix, the murder mystery movies with Jennifer Aniston and Hubie Halloween, he's also making different kinds of movies as well. 2022's Hustle, one of the best recent sports movies, You Are Not So Invited to My Bar Mitzvah, a funny coming-of-age movie co-starring Sandler's daughters. Leo, a thoughtful animated film. Both of those movies came out in 2023, and that gets us to Spaceman. I think many of us thought that Sandler's Netflix deal was bad for the actor's career, but with his recent output, he's turning it around. I, like so many people because of his early films with Netflix, was getting off of the Adam Sandler train. Like, I didn't find those movies to be interesting whatsoever. They were just silly movies and people were going to watch them because they starred Adam Sandler. But something has changed in the last few years and he's gone back to making really interesting choices, even with his comedy. And you have to believe that the only reason that Netflix is making movies like Hustle and like Spaceman is because Adam Sandler wants to do it. He is using his movie stardom in the best way possible to make interesting movies. Comedians do get criticized all the time for playing dramatic roles, but I mean, what do you expect them to do? Adam Sandler can't play Happy Gilmore at close to 60 years old. He needs to do other things. Jim Carrey evolved into dramatic roles because it made sense. He couldn't play Ace Ventura at 55 years old. Adam Sandler's career has evolved in the way that it's supposed to. I've talked about this with Will Ferrell all of the time. The reason that Will Ferrell is not as relevant as he was in 2004 when he was making movies like Elf is because he hasn't evolved. He still just wants to make silly comedies, but people want to see him do something else. Adam Sandler is still funny and he can do dramatic roles. Bill Murray was still funny and was able to do dramatic roles. That is the key. Steve Carell, the list goes on and on. Robin Williams, those are the guys who are successful. They keep their comedic sensibilities, but they also evolve because they can't play the same roles that they were playing when they became famous in the first place. Eddie Murphy comes to mind as a guy whose career evolved. With Spaceman, Sandler stars in his version of Sad Guy Alone in Space movie. These films include Matt Damon's The Martian, Matthew McConaughey's Interstellar, and Brad Pitt's Ad Astra. And of those three, Spaceman has the most in common with Ad Astra because Brad Pitt's character, by the end of the movie, no longer views himself as heroic. In fact, he believes his career obsession ruined his relationship. And that's exactly what's going on with Sandler's Jakob. This is a different kind of performance from Adam Sandler, not because he's being dramatic, but because he's being subtle. We are used to seeing Adam Sandler play absurd, angry characters. This is a guy who is quietly somber, who is looking for answers as to what's gone wrong with his relationship. This is a Sandler I definitely want to see more of. Adam Sandler will next re-team with writer-director Noah Baumbach on his next film. They previously worked together on the Meyerowitz stories. Sandler will co-star with George Clooney, Laura Dern, Riley Keough, Patrick Wilson, Billy Crudup, and Greta Gerwig. On paper, a movie where he co-stars with George Clooney that's written and directed by Noah Baumbach feels like it could be the movie that gets Adam Sandler his first Oscar nomination. But again, we all thought that that was going to be Punch Drunk Love. We all thought it was going to be Uncut Gems. And some thought he might have gotten nominated for Hustle, but none of those nominations happened. What does Adam Sandler have to do to get an Oscar nomination? I think the time is now. At some point in the next 3 years, get Adam Sandler an Oscar nomination. He deserves it. I hope it's for this movie with Noah Baumbach, who is one of my favorite writer-directors, and I loved Adam Sandler in the Meyerowitz stories. That's a movie he really should have gotten an Oscar nomination for. In other movies, the role Carey Mulligan plays in Spaceman Lenka would be a thankless one. The wife who is left behind while her significant other goes on an extraordinary adventure. But with Spaceman, that distance in the relationship is what the movie is all about. And the part reminds me of two parts in two James Gray directed films. Nina Fawcett, played by Sienna Miller in The Lost City of Z, and Eve McBride, played by Liv Tyler in Ad Astra. And why I bring those two rolls up, because James Gray made them feel like significant figures in those movies, which is not something you see all the time, and I feel equally that way about Lenka in Spaceman. It makes her feel like a key part of the movie. Mulligan, of course, had an excellent 2023 with her performances in Spaceman and her Oscar-nominated turn in Maestro. I still have no idea why she was in Saltburn. Yes, she was funny in that movie, but that did not have to be Carey Mulligan. Mulligan will next star in the movie One for the Money and the animated film Wildwood with Angela Bassett, Awkwafina, Maya Erskine, Jacob Tremblay, Charlie Day, and Jake Johnson. Once again, Paul Dano has been asked to bring his unique voice to a role. Previously, he lent his singular voice to Spike Jonze's Where the Wild Things Are and Antoine Fuqua's The Guilty. In Spaceman, he voices an all-knowing sentient alien spider named Hanus, who is fascinated by Jakob's life choices and his obsession with his work over his personal life. Dano, for me, was the perfect choice to voice the role. Dano, to me, is right up there with Adam Sandler as an actor who deserves an Oscar nomination. I mean, his recent film work, I mean, you have The Fabelmans, you have Dumb Money, you had The Batman. All three of those performances, I believe, are Oscar-worthy performances. I really thought The Fabelmans was going to be the one, because that year he had The Fabelmans and he had The Batman. Usually those two great movies helps you get nominated for one of those performances. You saw it this year with Colman Domingo. He definitely got nominated for Rustin because he also had The Color Purple. Like, having two movies definitely helps an Oscar campaign, but it didn't for Paul Dano, and I still don't understand why. And finally, as a fan of the hit sitcom The Big Bang Theory, it's really cool to see cast members show up in movies. And Spaceman has Kunal Nair, who played Raj, and in Spaceman plays Peter, whose job is to watch Jakob 24/7. I do have a weird thought about The Big Bang Theory that has absolutely nothing to do with this movie. It's really interesting that almost every single main cast member of that show has had success after that show, except for Johnny Galecki. And I want to know, is this by choice? Because Johnny Galecki has been an actor for a really long time. He was on Roseanne, then he was gone for a while, and then he popped back up in The Big Bang Theory. This seems to be a career pattern for Johnny Galecki, that he's on these hit sitcoms, then they go away, then he goes away, and then he'll pop up in 5 years and be in another hit show. I mean, what a weird career Johnny Galecki has had. Again, that has absolutely nothing to do with Spaceman. It's just a thought I have about The Big Bang Theory. This movie, Spaceman, has been received with mixed reactions, and I think one of the most fair criticisms of the movie is that it takes itself way too seriously. There is very little humor in the film. I mean, you have Adam Sandler. I know the movie overall is dramatic, but it's okay to have a little fun. The movie literally has a talking alien spider. I think there's room for fun in the movie, and the movie had no interest in fun whatsoever. You could also argue that maybe the movie thinks its message is way deeper than it actually is. I mean, that's always a problem with movies that annoys people. You hear that about Christopher Nolan's Interstellar all of the time. Like, yes, it's saying something emotional, but does that necessarily make it profound? And you're listening to somebody who believes that Christopher Nolan's Interstellar is a masterpiece, but I understand the criticism of that movie. I also just think that people are way too harsh about the science fiction genre. In general, not every film needs to be on the level of 2001. Is Spaceman a pivotal marquee film? No, but it's a decent B-movie. For whatever reason, movie fans are way harsher when it comes to science fiction. I believe we should look at the genre the same way we look at horror movies. Horror movies are looked on as some are masterpieces, but a lot aren't. But we still see certain elements in those movies we like, and we are forgiving towards them. Like, people are so forgiving towards bad horror movies because they like the horror genre. And that's how I feel towards science fiction. I don't need every sci-fi movie I see to be Alexander Garland's Ex Machina. That is a masterpiece. Not every science fiction movie is going to be like that. It's okay to have a movie that's somewhere in between masterpiece and very good, and that's what Spaceman is. I'm not saying it's a great movie, but it is a very good movie, in my opinion. And it's like what I was saying before, there have been so many movies that have basically done what this movie is doing. You have Ad Astra, you have The Martian, you have Interstellar, and those are all far better movies. I love The Martian. I believe it's one of Ridley Scott's best movies. The Martian is far superior to Spaceman, but I'm okay with liking both of those things. I don't need Spaceman to remold the genre. It's okay that it's doing something that's been before, because it's doing it at a very high level. What I'll say about those three movies I mentioned earlier, The Martian, Interstellar, and Ad Astra, is that those three films have three great central performances from Matt Damon, Matthew McConaughey, and Brad Pitt, and Spaceman has that in the form of Adam Sandler. That was the thing I was most interested about the moment I heard this movie was going to come to be, is what was Adam Sandler going to be like in one of those movies? Adam Sandler was the selling point. That is why I was interested in this movie. That is why I'm doing a podcast on this movie, because I wanted to see if Adam Sandler could pull off a performance like that, could pull off being alone in space, because that is what great movie stars have done in the past. Sandra Bullock with Gravity as well. I didn't even mention that one. George Clooney did Solaris. This is something that movie stars do. They make movies where they are alone in space, and only the best ones pull it off. And I truly believe that Adam Sandler pulls off this performance. I also can't be the only one who feels this way. I like the fact that Adam Sandler is starting to have realistic relationships with women in his movies, because there was a time period where Brooklyn Decker was playing his love interest, and I wasn't a big fan of that one. But in his last three films, he's had legitimate chemistry with Queen Latifah, Idina Menzel, and now Carey Mulligan. And those relationships help the characters he plays feel like real people. They feel like real people you can relate to. I guess what I'm most interested when it comes to this movie is, are people upset because this isn't the type of movie they want Adam Sandler to star in? Or are they upset because the movie isn't that deep with its message? I mean, we've seen many movies about men who are obsessed, and that obsession ruins their relationships. But you know what's another critique I hear all of the time about science fiction films? That they don't make sense. It's like, what do you people want? Do you want a movie with a simple message, or do you want a complex film? I mean, Interstellar has been drubbed. I keep bringing up Interstellar because people really don't like that movie on an emotional level. They think it's too simple. They don't like how on a base level it's about a father and daughter relationship. Yet those same people are the same ones who criticize Christopher Nolan's Tenet for not making any sense. What do you want out of science fiction? Do you want to watch the movie and for it to make sense? Or do you want a movie that has a simple message? So I recently just rewatched Arrival, the Denis Villeneuve film with Amy Adams, and that movie is a masterpiece because it's complicated and simple at the same time. It really plays with time, but the message of the movie is that, of course, you would redo your life over and over again, no matter if you knew what was going to happen. I mean, that is such a beautiful message, but it's also a really simple one, and people got on board with that movie in a massive way. Amy Adams definitely should have been Oscar nominated for that performance. That's that kind of rare science fiction that feeds all appetites. But it feels like with most science fiction movies, it's one or the other. They're complex or they have a simple message that some people are annoyed by. Like I mentioned earlier, I am way more forgiving than most people when it comes to science fiction movies. I just want to see an interesting movie that looks good. And this movie does look good. Like, it makes space look compelling. That's what I'm asking for when it comes to science fiction movies, and it gives me a really good performance from one of our great movie stars in Adam Sandler. What else do you want from a Netflix movie? If it were any better than that, it would have probably gotten a release in movie theaters. I do kind of want to go back to the Netflix of it all, because this movie is on Netflix, and a lot of Adam Sandler movies, like I mentioned earlier, are on Netflix now, and I do wonder what his box office success would look like for Adam Sandler in the year 2024, because he hasn't had a movie released in movie theaters in a long time. You had Uncut Gems, that's like a weird movie that's also an indie movie. It didn't make a ton of money, although it was kind of successful at the box office because it was getting really good reviews. But the last time Adam Sandler had like a really big studio movie that wasn't animated was that awful film Pixels. I mean, it's been that long since Adam Sandler starred in a studio film that wasn't animated that went to movie theaters. And now he's going to be in this Noah Baumbach movie that's going to be on Netflix. I guess I just wonder if he would still be a box office king if he made movies that went into movie theaters, because we see all the movies he makes on Netflix are always on the Netflix top 10, and it makes sense because we all grew up watching Adam Sandler. But could Adam Sandler make a movie that made over $200 million at the box office? I don't know the answer to that, but I want to find out. Overall, Spaceman is a good movie with a solid lead performance from Sandler. Visually, it's interesting, and emotionally, it resonates with me. Most people who obsess over something, obsess over the wrong thing, and by the time they reach their ultimate goal, they find out it wasn't worth it. And sometimes it's really cool to have a talking alien spider be the one who delivers that powerful message. Sandler is a massive movie star, so he doesn't have a lot of cult films. I hope this becomes one of his cult films. Like, I hope in 15 years, people are talking about how wrong they were about the movie Spaceman. Kind of like how people talk about Funny People. When Funny People came out, no one was talking about that film, and now people are talking about it like it's one of Adam Sandler's best movies. I hope that's what happens with Spaceman, because I do think it's an impressive film for Adam Sandler. I also just think it's a hard time to be a different type of science fiction movie when the film Dune Part 2 is out there. Everyone's seeing that movie, and no one is watching Spaceman. I mean, it wasn't really a great idea to release this movie around the same time as Dune Part 2. Only one science fiction film can dominate, and that's clearly been Dune Part 2. And while this movie isn't on that level, Spaceman is still worth your time, especially if you are a fan of Adam Sandler. I am making it my life's mission to see every single Lonely Guy in Space movie, and I'm glad that I added Spaceman to that list. Every movie star deserves to be alone in space one time in a movie. I mean, come on, Matt Damon's done it twice with Interstellar and The Martian. He's been alone in space twice. It's only fair that Adam Sandler gets his turn. Thanks for listening to this edition of Pop Culture Spotlight. I'm Cameron McKinney, and there'll be a new episode of the podcast every Thursday on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I highly recommend you check out the film Spaceman. Next week on the podcast, I'm talking about the film Roadhouse, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Conor McGregor, directed by Doug Liman. So tune into that and please rate, review, and subscribe.